But today, as we have come to this Sunday within the octave of the Nativity, this first Sunday after the Christmas celebration, we are still, liturgically speaking, very much within the joy and the jubilation of the Nativity, the birth of our Lord Jesus. And one of the themes, if you were here from Matins on, that resonated is really the fulfillment of God's promises. The fulfillment of God's promises. And I think we think of promises, and I think of the Eric Clapton song, Promises, Promises, which really kind of, when we hear the word promises, promises, it really is saying promises oftentimes aren't kept. They're very shallow. Promises oftentimes are broken. I know there's been times where I've promised my wife something, I've promised my children something, and something came up. It just didn't happen. But it was still a broken promise. In fact, I have a deacon who promises he's going to preach every last Sunday of the month. And I got that call or the text this morning that he's sick. But it's not, sometimes we can't help it. And we want to pray for Deacon Stephen and for everybody else who's suffering from various illnesses this time of the year. So there's times where we cannot help a broken promise. But this morning we celebrate in the birth of Christ the certainty that God's promises, the divine promises of God, are manifest. Manifest in the incarnation, in the appearing of the second person of the Holy Trinity, in the person of Jesus Christ, who came to us as a baby, fully God and fully man, truly God and truly man, born in a manger. And this is what the prophets had spoken of for a long time. And this morning we celebrate, we continue to celebrate the manifestation of God's promises. And in the gospel reading this morning, Jesus is now 8 days old. He's being presented at the temple for his circumcision and to be named. And there, as he, as his parents and traveling from Nazareth from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, as they enter the temple, they are greeted by righteous Simeon. Simeon, who had waited and remained day and night praying in the temple because of the promise that was given him that he would not see death until he beheld the coming Christ, the promised Messiah. And as the Holy Family came into the temple, Simeon received the child into his arms. And as he looked into the face of that baby Jesus, he knew that the promises of God were manifestly present in his own arms, a promise that had been given. Now, the canonical scriptures don't tell us a whole lot about Saint Simeon, other than this. It's the only time, really, that he appears in canonical scripture. But the church has preserved a greater story about Simeon that I think is important in us understanding and really appreciating the importance of this event. Righteous Simeon, the church tells us by tradition, lived to an extreme age. In fact, they said he lived to be 360 years old. 360 years old. The church also tells us that he was one of the 70 scholars who in Alexandria helped to translate the Hebrew scriptures into the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament. He was one of those 70 scholars. So here was a man who was learned in scripture, in the languages, who had a love and appreciation for the prophets and the words they proclaimed. But there's a story about his work as he was translating. He was in a particular section of the book of Isaiah. And it was a passage that we heard this morning if you were here for Matins. And it's when Isaiah proclaims, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." As Righteous Simeon was translating and looking at the Hebrew word that was translated virgin, or that's typically translated virgin, he didn't believe that virgin was the most appropriate word. That really in the Hebrew it was more ambiguous, and he wanted to translate it young woman. And this is often done in some translations. That particular passage is translated as young woman rather than virgin. And as he began to write that translation, an angel of God prevented him from writing young woman, but rather directed that he should translate it as virgin. And the angel told Saint Simeon that he would see the manifestation of that promise, the Christ born of a virgin before he departed this life. This was a few hundred years before. And here was Saint Simeon, for those decades, even centuries, kept hanging on to the promise, the promises of God, which he knew were sure and certain and true. I'm reminded of what St. Paul in the book of Hebrews writes in chapter 11. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Righteous Simeon had not yet seen the Christ child. And yet, if he was not an example of faith, of somebody who was keeping on, believing that God's promises were true. He is an inspiration to us all. But true to God's promises, there he held the newborn Christ child in his arms as he awaited the consolation of Israel. And there, God's promise was manifest. And Anna, another righteous woman, a prophetess, who came in at that instant, as Saint Simeon, filled with the Holy Spirit, began to chant his canticle, the prayer of Saint Simeon. Anna, also a righteous woman who stayed day and night fasting and praying and serving in the temple, realized the joy and the gravity of all this. And the gospel tells us that she, being about 84 years old, went about telling everyone that she saw about this child, the manifest promise of God here in the temple. The other interesting thing about Saint Simeon is that the church declares him really as a fulfillment of Psalm 91 verse 16. And in the Septuagint numbering, it's actually Psalm 90 verse 16. But this is one of the Psalms of Moses. And let me read what Psalm 91 verse 16 says. "With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." With long life, 360 years, will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This was from Moses. a psalm of Moses written many centuries earlier, fulfilled in Saint Simeon. Moses, who received the law from God. Saint Simeon, who fulfills this promise, now could be seen as a new Moses in the temple of God, receiving the very word, the Logos, the word of God, the fulfillment of all that the law and prophets had spoken. Saint Simeon represents what we should be as the church, receiving the promises of God, receiving the Christ and all of his strength and glory, receiving Christ in all of his grace, and bringing hope and redemption and fulfillment in the promises of God that are always certain and true, even as we have not yet seen the complete fruition of all that he has promised. So let us, with Saint Simeon, rejoice and proclaim the glory of God that is in Christ. And concluding, I've asked Father Elias if he could chant in the Byzantine chant the prayer of Saint Simeon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.